slowly thoughts going down, less, 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 no thoughts. Slowly you lose consciousness, no hearing of any sounds. Then no alertness in your body, then body will become dull, dull, dull. This is called laya, means no mind. It subsides in the self, so it is equal to deep sleep. Now you have consciousness inside. Consciousness gives full alertness, activeness inside. One of the power works in your body. You can feel that energy very easily. The peace increases. That is the consciousness. You have active insight. Peace, you are hearing sounds, but that consciousness is the supreme power. No entrance of all sounds in that consciousness. Consciousness is the supreme power, so no any obstacle with any sounds inside. If there is ego, then you have some easiness and obstacle to your peace. Immediately you lose your consciousness. So if you lose your consciousness or your supreme energy with any sounds, with any objects, it is not a supreme power. It should be always, because Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi said, you are moving full crowd of railway stations, airport, any festivals, any dinners, any sounds, any moments. They enter in your mind. If you lose your consciousness, that is the ego. know any obstacles to your stillness, peace and consciousness. No any attachment with any sounds, any movements, anyhow, anything, no attachment. Then that is a real supreme power. So, Bhagavan lived throughout his life with full consciousness, no any attachment to it. No attachment of any thought. That is your natural state. So, you move, you work with calm and peace, then no attachment with the dualities, no attachment with your works, then good rest, good relief in your heart, that is continuous meditation, is going at that moment also. So no need particular time, particular place, particular things, no need. It is going very naturally. So you have calm mind. That's all. You have peace of mind. Yes. Very naturally grace enters in your heart. Then, if you have rest, sit. You are busy. Yes. Go. Don't lose that calm and peace. Then, no any attachments to it, to that supreme power. It increases. It will do your duties. It will do your works. Then, we have activeness and also inside no tiredness, no any dullness inside. That is a real meditation had gone in you. So you are increasing your supreme power inside with the detachment of thoughts. So you have detachment with your feelings. Then meditation is going very naturally. You can understand it. Oh, I spend sometimes without my mind, I spend some time without my effort. If you recognize without effort anything done, that is the secret. Many times we have such an experience. Yes. Dearest friend, son, daughter, our festival, heartfully you are doing cooking, movements, the supply, talking, everything is going very happily, heartfully. Then the tea is a continuous meditation. Energy, self-energy, moved, talked, done, everything. So, self-experience or meditation, it is not a difficulty. We are creating some limits. Oh, I have family, I have this. So I have no capacity. Who said to you? God told you? No. Your ego is giving such a suggestion. So, anytime, anywhere, any your lifetime, God said you anything about your good and bad? No. Our ego is saying about good and bad of your mind. Simple. I said one time, I am seeing the bottle. There is here inside. If any thoughts more, any disturb with this bottle, that is the ego, that is the mind. I am seeing the bottle, only seeing, that is the Supreme Power. Only seeing of the bottle, Supreme Power. If any thoughts additionally come by seeing this bottle, that is the ego. And I am seeing the bottle, but I am not the bottle. I am seeing the bottle, I am not the bottle. Okay. I am seeing the bottle. It is mine. My, me. That is the attachment of ego. Only seeing. No ego. And also, I am not the bottle, only seeing. I am seeing the chair, I am not the chair. I am seeing the wall, I am seeing the fan, I am seeing the light. But I am not a light, I am not a fan, I am not a wall, I am not a photo, I am not a tree. So, is there any problem with any object of the world? Just only you see, throughout the world, all objects, that is the supreme power. Only see. Because you are not that object. I am not that object. Yes, now. I am seeing my hand. I am seeing the hand. I am the hand. I am seeing the man. Hand? No. Just you see. This is only hand. This is only a hand. I am not the hand. Because I am seeing separately the hand. Which I saw separately, anything, I am not that. Now, I am seeing my body. So, I am not the body. Because I am seeing. I am seeing the bottle. I am not the bottle. So I am seeing body. I am not the body. Now, close your eyes. Many objects, many forms are going. You are not that. You are not them. You are not those. So, is there any problem? So, finally, I am not all which I saw, I am not that. So, who am I? What I saw, what I see, what I would be see, I am not them. So, I am seeing all thoughts. Those are seen by me, so I am not them. I see my body. Body was seen by me, so I am not the body. So, I am not the mind because the mind was seen by me. I am not the body. Body was seen by me. So, who am I? If you see anything in you, you are not that, because it was seen by you. So, who am I? is the I, to whom this I belongs, from where it came, what is I actions, you are seeing emptiness in your heart. Emptiness has been seen by you. You are not the emptiness. Yes. You are seeing light. Light is seen by you. So you are not the light. Something is seeing from me. That something which was seen by you, you are not that also. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to see. No light, no dark, no seer. Everything disappear. Seer also disappeared. If there is no subject, no object at all. No seer, then no seen, no seer, no seen, everything disappears. That is the Supreme Self, no another one to it, no any separate things. There is nothing to see, there is nothing to know. Only one or oneness.